Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, we just wanted to see if you had already found an attorney or if you were looking to participate.
I'm looking to participate.
Okay, were you the one that had taken the Depo Provera shots?
Yes.
Okay, and after taking the shots, were you ever diagnosed or experienced any severe symptoms or side effects?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. What type of symptoms or side effects were you experiencing?
It was a brain tumor.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Was it
Thank
meningioma
you.
that you were diagnosed with?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay, so since you are looking to participate, we can go ahead and see if you are going to be able to move forward. Typically, this just takes a few moments here for us to do that, okay? And you did already say that you didn't have an attorney, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, right?
No.
Okay, got it. And you're currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, how long did you take Depo for? Did you take it for at least a whole year?
It was from like July 2018 to April
2022. 22. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that in. And I'm just going to confirm some basic information first. I have first name here as Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, last name Manor, M-A-N-O-R. Is that right?
Yes,
and
Diamond
is
Manor.
Okay, perfect. And is this the best phone number from you? 725-300-6011?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and when was it that you were diagnosed with your meningioma? Do you remember the day, the month, day, and year?
The day...
Or a rough estimate. Again, when we get the medical records, we'll be able to confirm, but just to the best
of
your knowledge.
It was May 13th.
2022. Okay, so I have May 13th of 2022. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
09/03/1993.
Got it. Oh, that's such a cool birthday. Okay, so I have September the 3rd of 1993. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also taken the Depo shot and was affected similar to you or not to your knowledge?
No.
Okay, no worries. Was it the name brand of Depo Provera that you were using?
It was Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay, yeah, so that is the name brand.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you use it for at least one full year, meaning you had at least four different shots prior to diagnosis in a year, right? Okay, got it. Okay, and in terms of the usage date, I'm just going to go ahead and put July the 1st of 2018 and then stopping date April the 1st of 2022. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And it was meningioma. Okay, and for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you so much. And besides your first name here, Diamond, first and last name as Diamond Manor, do you go by middle name or middle initial or just Diamond Manor?
It's Diamond Dashay Manor.
Would you be able to spell that
just
for me?
D-A-S-H-A.
Oh, it's a beautiful name. So I have D as in David, A as in Apple, S like Sam, H like Henry, A like Apple. Is that right?
Yes, E at the end.
E at the end. My apologies. Okay. I've never heard of that name before. It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay, and social whenever you're ready.
530-77-2206.
I'll read that back to you. I have 530-77-2206. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I already have an email here for you, which is your first name Diamond, last name Manor, 93@gmail.com. Is that still the best email for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best address for you?
It's 3684 Moonlit Beach Ave.
Vegas?
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89115.
Perfect. And is that a house or do you have an apartment or unit number attached to it?
It's a house.
Okay, got it. I'll read that back to you. I have 3684 Moonlit Beach Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89115. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, got it. And do you happen to remember the name of the doctor or at least the hospital that you were diagnosed?
Yes, my doctor name was Dr. Robert Bolo. He was a neurosurgeon.
And did you see him in Vegas or
Yes, at
Vegas?
Sunrise
Sunrise
Hospital.
Hospital. Okay. Okay, got it. I found him. And was he also the same doctor that had treated you as well for your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, and all of this was done at Sunrise, is that right? The one on
Yes.
Maryland Parkway? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Go ahead and put in that information then. And her phone number is closed right here. Okay. Okay, and in terms of the actual depot shots, do you remember the clinic or facility where you were prescribed the depot shots?
I believe it was. Sheesh, I can't hear it
Or if you
later.
remember where it was, I
Well,
can look up that way. Like if it was in that area near like Maryland Parkway in Las
I
Vegas.
got it from my gynecologist.
Okay, and who's your OBGYN?
Eric Av, I believe that's his name.
Okay, got it. OBGYN. And you saw him in Las Vegas, is that right?
Oh, wait, no, his name is Dr. Eva Al. Sorry, Eva, and then the last name is ALNAJJAR. I'm sorry.
What was I? Sorry, I'm ALJ?
ALNAJJAR. So,
AR.
Dr. Eva.
Okay, I found her. All right, thank you so much. Okay, so she
Yes.
was the one that prescribed you to go on to the depot shots, is that right?
Yes, and it was
Okay.
here in Las Vegas.
Got it. Okay, I found her info. Let me go ahead and put that in. And did you have the depot shots at her facility, or did she prescribe them to be taken home and you took them from a local
No, there.
pharmacy? You took it there? Okay, got it. Right. Go ahead and put that in. And phone number. Okay, and at Sunrise, they are going to have the medical records that reflect your diagnosis. Is that right? For the
Yes.
meningioma? Okay, perfect. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact. We're not able to share any details about your case to them. This is purely just so that in case this phone number does get disconnected, we just like having a secondary number. But we're not able to share any information to a third party that isn't you specifically, just so you know.
Okay. The name is Ashley.
Okay,
And then
and
the phone number is 725-266-2265.
perfect. And who is Ashley to you?
She's a really good best friend.
Best friend. Okay, I'm sure of that. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and do that then. Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and get your consent forms drafted for us. It'll just take me about a minute to do so. So while I go ahead and do that, in the meantime, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay, you're on speaker.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead and get this pulled up. Okay, and I'm just going to go ahead and confirm some basic information here before I can send these over to you. So you are confirming that you are Diamond DeShay Manor, residing
Yes.
at 3684 Moonlit Beach Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89115. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And your date of birth here is September the 3rd of 1993, Social Security number as 530772206. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you are confirming that you did want to participate in the Devil Rivera lawsuit today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I did remind you at the beginning of this phone call that it is recorded. Is that also correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. You are going to be receiving a text message or email notification, whichever one pops up first. Go ahead and click on it.
Okay, I got a text, so I'm going to click on it.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on the text. On that text, there is going to be a link that you're able to click on. Go ahead and click on that link.
Okay, I clicked on the link and then it says SMS messages from
Mass Tour
Massport.
Strategies. Yes, that's the
Yes.
company I work with. So go ahead and click yes or allow. I forgot which one it says. And
Yes.
then, yeah, go ahead and do that. And then the next one might be another security question. Just go ahead and click allow. Then it'll say, please review and act on these documents. Now, at the bottom, what I want you to look for is it'll say, I agree to electronic signature. Go ahead and click on that box. Then click
Well, I
continue.
see one that says the security check, and then it says continue or
Oh,
decline. So
yes. Go ahead and click continue. They're just
continue.
asking if that email is yours.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it,
Okay.
Hannah. And then
Yep.
it says agree, so
Yeah, so go ahead.
continue.
And then you should see very at the very top it'll say start to begin.
Yes.
Okay, once you go ahead and click on start, you're then going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that yellow box. Then you have two choices. You can either draw your signature the way you normally do, or you can click where it says select style and they'll create one for you.
Okay.
Whichever you're comfortable with. And then at the bottom left, it'll say adopt and sign.
Okay, I see it.
Once you go ahead and do that, there's going to be another one of those yellow boxes. So just go ahead and just click on them, and then you'll reach the very bottom where it'll say finish.
Okay, I'm at the bottom, finished. Okay, it says you're all done.
Okay, perfect. So there is going to be a continue button, but you can actually just exit out of that completely. We don't need you to create an account. So you can just exit out of there.
Okay.
Yep, and if you ever did want to reference back to the documents, the forms that you just signed, it'll always be in your email for you to go back to because it'll have the name of like the law firm, their address, all that information. So it'll be in your email ready for you to review again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so everything looks good here. You don't need to do anything from now until the attorneys do contact you, which is going to be from now until the next 4 days, I would say. That's, usually the time frame they reach out. At that
Okay.
point, all they do is just do an introductory phone call, which is just about 5 minutes. Again, they just want to confirm the info that I put in the system to make sure that I did my job correctly, and then they start pulling your medical records. So just be sure that when they do call you, that you are able to get back to them within a reasonable time frame so that they can start the
Okay.
continuous work on it for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, in a few moments here, I am going to be texting you with my direct number as well. So in case you have questions or you want an update on your case, just feel free to shoot me a text or give me a call, and I'll be able to get answers for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. That's basically it. Again, I'm really sorry to hear about what you had gone through, especially with your diagnosis. But I do hope that we're able to get you some justice here for the Depo Provera case. Okay, Diamond?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of your day and Christmas season, okay?
You too.
Yeah, thank you. All right, but bye now.